But before doing this, I want to read Jasper's account, his general account, his summary, if you like, of the Axial Age, because this is quite a vivid, quite a powerful piece of writing, and not, we may say, not untypical of his style. I'm going to read from The Way to Wisdom, starting at page 100, for the benefit of those who are interested in the reference. Jaspers says, "The new element in this age is that man everywhere became aware of being as a whole, of himself and his limits. He experienced the horror of the world and his own helplessness. He raised radical questions, approached the abyss in his drive for liberation and redemption, and in consciously apprehending his limits, he set himself the highest aims. He experienced the absolute in the depth of selfhood and in the clarity of transcendence. Conflicting possibilities were explored. Discussion, partisanship, intellectual schisms, though within a common frame of reference, gave rise to movement and unrest bordering on spiritual chaos. This era produced the basic categories in which we still think and created the world religions out of which men still live. The opinions, customs, conditions which had hitherto enjoyed unconscious acceptance came to be questioned. The world was thrown into turmoil. The mythical age, with its peace of mind and self-evident truths, was ended. This was the beginning of the struggle, based on rationality and empirical experience, against the myth, of the battle against the demons for the transcendence of the one God. Ethical indignation waged war on false gods. Myths were transformed and infused with deep meaning in the very moment when the myth as such was destroyed. Man was no longer self-contained. He was uncertain of himself, hence open to new and boundless possibilities. For the first time, there were philosophers. Men dared to stand upon their own feet as individuals. Hermits and wandering thinkers in China, ascetics in India, philosophers in Greece, prophets in Israel, may be grouped together, greatly as they differ in faith, ideas, and inner attitude. Man opposed his own inwardness to the whole world. He discovered in himself the primal source, by virtue of which he might rise above himself and the world. And in that same age, man gained awareness of history. It was an age of extraordinary beginnings, but men felt and knew that an infinite past had gone before. Even in this first awakening of the truly human spirit, man was sustained by memory. He had consciousness of lateness, even of decadence. Men strove to plan and control the course of events, to restore desirable conditions or produce them for the first time. Thinkers speculated as to how men might best live together, as to how they might best be administered and governed. It was an age of reform, and the sociological conditions of all three regions reveal analogies. Innumerable petty states and cities, a struggle of all against all, and yet, at first, an astonishing prosperity. But these centuries, in which so much happened, were not characterized by a simple ascending development. There was destruction and creation at once, and there was no fulfillment. The supreme potentialities realized in individuals did not become a common heritage. What started out as freedom of movement became anarchy in the end. Once the era lost its creative impetus, ideas congealed into dogmas, and a levelling occurred in all three spheres. As the disorder grew intolerable, men sought new bonds and new stability. The end was first characterized by political developments. Vast despotic empires arose almost simultaneously in China, Xin, Shi, Huangdi, in India, the Maurya dynasty, in the West, the Hellenistic empires and the Imperium Romanum. Everywhere, systematic order and technical organization emerged from the collapse. Now, after that rather colourful account of the actual age, Jaspers goes on to point out that the spiritual life of man is still oriented towards the actual age. Whether you're a Hindu, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you're a Christian, a Jew, whether you're a humanist or an agnostic, you look back to, you orient yourselves towards the axial age. Jaspers also goes on to look into the future, and he ventures to make a few predictions. But here it's not possible for us to follow him.